ONDP Awards, renamed to Honor Rosemary Brown, by Hollinsworth August. The Ontario New Democratic Party, ONDP, serving as the province's official opposition, celebrated the launch of the Rosemary Brown Racial Justice Awards with a reception at Queen's Park recently. The event brought together community leaders, activists, politicians, and supporters to honor the remarkable life and legacy of Rosemary Brown, while highlighting ongoing efforts to combat racial discrimination in Ontario. Formerly known as the J.S. Woodsworth Human Rights and Equity Awards, the program was renamed to commemorate Brown, a trailblazer whose lifelong dedication to fighting sexism, racism, and poverty continues to inspire. Brown's advocacy transcended national borders, championing women's political, economic, and social advancement globally, especially in developing nations. Elise Amer, co-chair of the ONDP Ethno-Racial Equity Committee, welcomed attendees and introduced the awards. She emphasized their profound significance in celebrating those who tirelessly combat racism. "The awards are really important, and for me personally, they're usually quite moving," she said. "Often people are doing this work unsung. It brings a tear to my eye to see just the joy in the room, the support from their communities." Marit Stiles, leader of the Ontario NDP, took the stage to honor the impact and influence of Brown, the pioneer who shattered barriers in Canadian politics. "Rosemary Brown was the first Black woman to become an elected member of any provincial legislature in Canada," Stiles said. She went on to run for the federal NDP leadership. She was the first woman ever to run for the leadership of any federal party in Canada. Stiles underscored the enduring relevance of Brown's work in today's struggle against racial injustice. Sharing a personal anecdote, she spoke of the sistering organization in her riding, where Brown's powerful words adorn the building, "Until all of us have made it, none of us have made it." Brown was a social worker, politician, and advocate for social justice. Born in Kingston, Jamaica, she immigrated to Canada in 1951 to pursue social work studies at McGill University and the University of British Columbia, where she faced sexism and racism firsthand. She served as an NDP member of the Legislative Assembly in British Columbia from 1972 to 1988. Beyond politics, she led international efforts to advance women's rights as CEO of Match International Women's Fund and as Chief Commissioner of the Ontario Human Rights Commission. Brown's lifelong commitment to equity earned her numerous accolades, including the Order of Canada, 15 honorary doctorates, and a commemorative Canada Post stamp. Her autobiography, Being Brown, A Very Public Life, chronicles her extraordinary contributions to dismantling racial and gender barriers in Canada and beyond. Heather Douglas, Acting Director of Outreach and External Relations for the Ontario New Democratic Party, orchestrated the event and is spearheading the award activities. Douglas was instrumental in reaching out to Rosemary Brown's family, ensuring that the awards honor her legacy authentically. Recognizing Douglas's efforts, Stiles said, "I want to also mention Heather Douglas. Thank you for doing that." In the spirit of Rosemary Brown's activism and impact, the awards honor individuals and organizations that demonstrate significant contributions toward eliminating racial discrimination in society. The awards commemorate the United Nations International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination on March 21st, marking the Sharpeville Massacre in South Africa over 60 years ago during the struggle to eliminate apartheid. There are four categories for the awards: individual, group, women, and youth under 25. Any individual resident in Ontario or Ontario-based organization or group may be nominated. Stiles encouraged attendees to participate actively in the nomination process. "Please go out there, nominate people, identify the folks that you think are sometimes the unsung heroes in our communities," she said. "Bring their names forward and give us all an opportunity to celebrate the folks who are doing the extremely hard work here in the province of Ontario." The award ceremony will take place in February 2025, with nominations closing on January 24, 2025. To nominate an individual or organization, the nomination form is available at ondpcaucus.com/RosemaryBrownAwards. For additional details, contact Heather Douglas at outreach@ndp.on.ca.